Hey, Rick Prosser, Kingdom Works here. It's a great privilege and pleasure to be with you again. And tell you what, it's a great day to be alive. The Lord's doing something unique, something special in this region, and you're a part of it. So congratulations. I don't know whether you knew that or not, but you're a part of the things of God here in this city, in this region. You're going to love my special guest today, Catherine Hollier. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Rick. Lovely to be here.
Should I say doctor?
You could say doctor.
Doctor. We're going to talk today about the Christian Health Professionals Network that's emerging here in the region. Very exciting and really has the potential to be something quite significant in the region. Catherine, the Christian Health Professionals Network. So I'm gathering by the name, it's about health professionals. It's about creating a network of Christians in that world.
Absolutely, you nailed it. Well done.
I really like people's titles when it actually explains what they are. And but then you probably just rattle off the CHPN thing, is it, the acronym that no one ever gets.
Indeed, I tend to say Christian Health Professionals Network. It comes across better.
So you're a Christian health professional. Just share a little bit about your journey and
Okay. I'm a GP. I've been a GP for almost 30 years here in sunny Newcastle, and I am asked probably once a week, once every couple of weeks, hey, do you know a Christian?
Yeah, right.
Someone or other. Mm. And the Christian Health Professionals Network really came out of that, just trying to connect Christians together with other Christians who were in health so that in particular, Christians could be cared for, but also other people who might benefit from the care of Christians because they've got sensitive issues going on or need extra special care.
Yeah, and probably carry a different mindset as well, or want to include God in the conversation, perhaps.
Yep.
And not just be treated as a, you know, as a patient, but to have somebody in that mix that might be a little bit, more in the stream of faith to identify with that conversation.
Whole person care is what
whole person care.
Body, mind and spirit.
Exactly. Yeah. I love it. So just share how this has emerged because, I mean, it's really in its formation stage, but it emerged out of something else.
It did. So in 2016, a local health practice was meeting together once a year to pray for their practice, and they started to get so many people together that they opened it up to the rest of us. And so the Christian Health Professionals Network Prayer Morning Tea,
That's
a mouthful,
that's
was
a big
born.
Mouthful.
And so we've been meeting annually once a year in September to pray for the region, particularly the Hunter region, and gathering Christian health professionals across the region to be able to pray for ourselves, for our patients, and for our land, I guess.
Beautiful. So, as you say that, I'm thinking, and I imagine others listening are thinking, are there many Christian health professionals?
There are. I think that maybe I've heard figures like 30% of people are in health in our local area. So that's a lot of people. And a fair proportion of them are Christian, partly because Christians care about caring for others. And so often they land in health.
Because, I mean, the health world is one of the largest employers in this region, isn't it? If not the.
Absolutely, yes. That and education, I think, are probably the biggest.
So it's very significant, and people are living longer. But now, as well, the increase and rise of mental health challenges and depression and all these other sort of things. I mean, that's just like you being a doctor. I mean, you've probably seen an acceleration of that over the last 10, 15 years.
Yes.
Dramatic spike, I'd imagine.
Yes. Absolutely, and definitely that's been reflected in how we get funding nowadays for a lot of mental health. It's not seen as the poor cousin of the body.
Yeah,
it's seen
as
a fairly substantial thing, and it is it definitely takes up a lot of resources.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I mean, it's huge. I mean, you serve in a little work we've got in town, Soul Cafe, and it's just huge. It's just enormous challenges. So the Christian Health Professionals Network, So the hope is that we establish a network of Christian health professionals, obviously, that are networked together, probably cloud-based on website, that then becomes a resource to the local church.
Absolutely.
And believers.
Yes. So particularly to the local church and believers via their pastors, probably.
Yeah, but, okay, pastoral also, care workers.
Yes, pastoral care workers. Yeah. But also to other health professionals. So I, as a general practitioner, have to refer to specialists. It is very convenient if I can send people to, let's say, a Christian obstetrician if they're looking at IVF and they want ethical decisions to be made about how they fall pregnant and what's done with the embryos they make, those sorts of things. Then there's also obviously psychology and psychiatry, and that you might want a spiritual perspective on that.
Yep.
There are GPs who would integrate their faith in how they practice. They might pray with people. They might be able to have a better understanding of how the family works or how the church works.
Yeah,
so there's so many different benefits to knowing who you're referring to and to that Christian and how they integrate that.
I mean, I've been to a few doctors, usually reluctantly or out of desperate need.
Yes.
But you mentioned that some in the health profession would pray for their patients. I've not been offered prayer, I don't think, by my doctors. But how would you go about that? Because, I mean, that's above and beyond and outside of your scope. So what would your approach be to, let's say I'm your patient and you've just prescribed me and said, Rick, if you do this, do that, you'll be fine. let's say I've been diagnosed with something that's like quite traumatic and maybe life-ending. How would you approach that to your patient?
Yeah. So different for different people, obviously. So you need to be sensitive to where people are at.
I'm desperate. Make sure that you just give me bad news.
Okay. Yeah. So definitely when there's bad news, there'd be questions of, are the things that give you hope or a sense of comfort or strength, do you belong to a community that cares? Mm. Are you part of a church? Do you believe in God? What do you think happens to you after you die? There's all sorts of questions that you might ask a person.
Yeah, yeah.
And then depending on those answers, you might say, hey, would you mind if I prayed for you? There's no trouble. If you'd rather not, that's fine. But I'm happy to if you'd like that. And it's surprising how many people would actually take up that offer.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So it's just by posing questions, body language, reading, and feedback.
Yeah, and permission. Always making sure that it's okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Hey, if you just joined us, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. My special guest today is Dr. Catherine Hollier. We're talking about Christian Health Professionals Network that's emerging here in the region. That's really good. So, Catherine, when you're dealing with patients that would come to you, and then you would lean into a conversation that opens up broader spiritual things and perhaps the opportunity of prayer. So in the main, predominantly, people are responding and go, yeah, I'd appreciate you pray for.
There would be, yes. Most people would say
most.
That. Yes, majority, 95%.
Really?
Yes.
And so and so they would come back to you every now and again. What's the conversation?
So I've certainly had people come back and say, thank you so much for praying for me last time. I've never done that before and it was so good.
Amazing.
Which is great. It's so good to be able to care for people in a whole person way.
It's interesting because you're bringing the Lord into your profession, but it's not like any other walk of life that Christians are doing, really.
No.
Is it? I mean, that's always an option to, would you mind if I pray for you?
Yes, that's true. That's true. Yes.
Which is quite challenging, actually, and inspiring at the same time. I remember talking to a pastor, and they do door-to-door, and they offer prayer. And his testimony was, I've not had anyone say no.
Wow, that's impressive.
It is. So people are open.
Yes, if we ask. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's the step of faith.
Yeah.
And you help people, and particularly health professionals, in that journey to integrate faith and
Yeah, there's a few different ways that you can do it. There's a course that is run called the Saline Process that helps with that, doing it with sensitivity, with permission, with respect, making sure you don't abuse the vulnerability of the patient care. But certainly it offers an extra richness and depth of care, and it's great to be able to integrate that.
Very good. So this, the Christian Health Professionals Network, the good news is for our listeners that when this is fully established, it's going to be amazing. The journey right now, though, is if you are a Christian health professional and or you know somebody that is, then you need to get in touch with us.
Yes, indeed.
So that this network can form up and we can realize the capacity of the Christian health professionals in this region.
That's right. Yes, we would love to be able to join every Christian health professional into this network and know how you work so that we're able to go, yes, I have somebody in that area, in that profession, and I can refer you to that person.
And so for our listeners, obviously people that are in the health profession, they know their health profession, but for our listeners, just rattle off the breadth of some of that.
So that might be you want a GP, you want a physio, you want a obstetrician. It might be even a dermatologist or a exercise physiologist, an osteopath, a chiropractor, a naturopath. All of these sorts of things, any of them, would be able to be found and helped.
And that would include counselling.
Absolutely, that would count counselling, psychologists, psychiatrists.
This is great. This is good news, actually, for our listeners. So as our listeners, if you've heard that and you know other believers, you might be in that world, of course, you'd know you're a health professional, but you may know of, they may be in training and working towards this. This is, get in touch with them, I'm telling you. Kingdomworks.org.au, that's where you can find us. We'll connect you up. Because there's something, this could be something very dynamic for this region that's being birthed, and it could be a stimulus for other towns and cities around the nation and the world.
Absolutely. And if you are a Christian health professional, you can already join and register and join at the Christian Health Professionals Network, chpn.com.au.
All right.
You can join up yourself.
Very cool, and you can Google search that, or just go to us. You know us. You know us. We know them, and we'll link you up. So tell me. So if I'm a Christian health professional, I'm going to register with you guys, or I'm going to sign up. I just become part of what's emerging. This network that's emerging.
There's no other
onerous demands on my time.
Nope, that's
not at
it.
All.
It's really just a place where you can put your flag in the sand and say, "Hey, I'm a Christian. I'm a health professional, and I'm keen to see you if you would like to find a Christian in this area."
There's no expectation on them to be out there praying for people or asking people, and none at all.
None at all. None at all.
So it's easy access.
Easy access.
This is cool. This is very cool and good news. And so this will then become a resource for the body of Christ and particularly pastors and pastoral care workers, and I'd imagine maybe chaplains, as well, that are in that space of where there's me and me. This is good.
That's right. And at the moment, we're really looking for some people to kind of get the grassroots vision casting going, so that if this is something that excites you, we would love to hear from
you
so that we can get it off the ground in a really big way.
Absolutely. So if you feel like a bit of a spring in your gut, maybe it's the Lord saying, come on, you can contribute to this, because these things take a little bit of time. They take a little bit of energy. But if there's a number of people around the table that have got something to contribute, then they start to fly, and they'll fly pretty quick. And so I don't know what might be a number, Catherine, of critical mass before we go public to unleash the resource. Would it be 150 health professionals or?
Yeah, certainly. I think if we had 150 health professionals, we would have a pretty good way of moving forward and starting to advertise, and it would gain its own momentum.
Yeah, brilliant. This is really exciting. I'm excited. Catherine? Fantastic having you on the program today.
A pleasure.
Or should I say doctor. It's been great having you in my clinic today.
Thanks very much, Rick. It's been lovely to be here. Very painless. Thank you.
Hey, it's been great being with you. It's fantastic, actually. Please get in touch with us. We've got an e-news that we'll send out as well. Kingdomworks.org.au. That's where you can find us. Bye for now.